Sunday, and I'm standing next to a fighter aircraft, as you normally would do in a car park in Sunday. And there's also what's a collective noun of bikes? A forest of bikes? A herd of bikes. Herd is good. Who are you? What's your Twitter name and what you're riding?
I'm Steve Parker. I'm SB Parker on Twitter, and I've got a Daytona 955i.
I'm Ian Farrell, and I'm Ian Farrell on Twitter, and I've got a Honda Hornet.
I'm Craig Parsons, Captain Kragos on Twitter, and I've got a Suzuki GSXR 600.
I'm Rufus Cable, I'm 3 bytes full on Twitter, and I've got a Buell Firebolt 1200.
I'm Arthur Bullard, I'm Art on Twitter, and I've got a Royal Enfield Bullet.
I'm Simon Whittaker, I'm S1MN on Twitter, and I'm riding a Kawasaki Z750.
I'm Documentally on Twitter. Oh, I even forgot my own name then. And I'm riding a Triumph Scrambler 900. I had to look at it then, because it's a Bonneville, really, but they put pipes and funny tyres on it. So, Simon.
Yeah, this is completely ad hoc, actually. This was, I spotted Rufus on Twitter, saw that he liked Max Pearl and motorbikes, and thought, hello, so do I. And so sent him a tweet, said, should we go out somewhere? And I don't know, everyone else just kind of latched on, really. It was a nice, organically grown meet-up.
So why pick Bletchley Park and the National Museum of Computing?
Well, it was always going to be a kind of a geeky trip out, I guess, and this is a nice geeky place, and it's only about half an hour's ride for me, so it appeals to my bone-idle nature.
Who's had the longest ride?
Probably me.
How long?
It's about 80 miles from Farnborough, escaping the air show, absolute chaos.
Nice ride today, though?
Not bad. I took the lazy way and came up the motorway, but I'll take a more scenic route back.
Who's got more than one motorbike here, then? Yeah. You have. The only one.
I'm on the Hornet today. I've also got a Ducati 749.
You also got a tattoo of a piston on your arm.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I borrowed it from the people who made this T-shirt. I shouldn't really wear the T-shirt with the same symbol on it as the tattoo, but yeah, it's borrowed because my love of bikes is.
When you
fanatic.
Say borrowed, you're going to give that back. It's a tattoo.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to Australia and just give it back to them. Yeah.
I'd love to see the whole skin graft operation as it happens.
But in the cafe, it'll be lovely. Yeah.
Serious. Now people have a go at me for being branded. I didn't notice that before. I'm not actually wearing my avatar today, but you do have a lightning bolt piston on your T-shirt and tattooed on the inside of your arm.
Yes.
Sorry, what does it mean?
So it's there's a company in Australia called Deus, and they make beautiful custom motorcycles. And my love of bikes in the last sort of 3.5 years has just become rampant. And but I know it's a love born out of petrol and a love of that kind of noise. And petrol's going to be gone in like 5 minutes. So groups of people like us might meet up with scramblers and silly bikes, and, you know, like that. But it will go electric, and we'll be pleased. We'll like the fact that it's gone electric. But I didn't want to forget petrol and pistons and silliness, and you know, I want one day to have to explain to a grandchild that, like, oh yeah, we just used to inject fuel into a chamber and then really highly compress it and hope for the best that the explosion wasn't a bad one. And I really love that, but I never wanted to forget it, so I thought I'll stick it on my arm as a reminder.
Did they give you any wedge for that, any cash?
No.
Some people get paid a lot of money to be branded by a company.
They do, but unfortunately I picked one in Australia, so if I want to go and claim my free breakfast or something, it's a long flight, isn't it?
They definitely owe you some beers. I hope they're listening to this. Cool, well, thank you very much. The Geek Meet is currently called?
It's Geeks on Bikes.
Geeks on Bikes, or GOB for short. I think this should be the first of many, maybe at different locations, maybe to come back and plug Bletchley Park, which could obviously do with the amplification, what with it always, you know, hand to mouth having to support itself, especially the National Museum of Computing, which... It's no surprise to see this amount of geek standing outside when it is, and has been called by people like Stephen Fry, a geek mecca. Not to want to get in the whole religious discussion now. Thank you very much, everybody, and thanks for inviting me along. And it's really cool just to be out on the bikes on a day like today. Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you. Bye.